我们先做一个祷告。
Prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们常常软弱。
We are always weak.
但是你却是刚强。
But you are strong.
你是信实的主。
You are the faithful God.
求你用今天的话语。
May you use today's words
来造就我们每个人的生命
to strengthen us and build us up.
让我们看到我们什么时候软弱
and let us see our weakness.
你的刚强也彰显在其中
and then see your powerful strength at the same time.
坚固我们的生命
strengthen our life.
求你使用你话语的出口
May you use your words
来彰显你自己的心意
to glorify youryour will.
我们将以下的时间继续仰望在主的手中。
We lift up the following time to you.
如此祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
保罗在写哥林多后书的时候，这个教会是保罗曾经自己建立起来的教会。
When Paul wrote about the Corinthian is the church that Paul built.
但是这个教会和今天很多的教会一样
But this church is just like a lot of churches today.
也面临着很多的一些软弱和问题
It faces a lot of difficulties and weaknesses.
他们其中有一个问题是他们怀疑保罗是不是一个真正真服侍神的仆人
One thing that they are weak in is that they have doubt in whether Paul is the servant of the Lord.
他们怀疑保罗的一些原因主要是因为保罗在之前常常的就着教会的一些问题对其信徒提出很多的挑战
One reason is that Paul always challenged the way that the church does things
当保罗像这样去挑战他们的生命的时候很多的信徒并不服气也不甘心接受
A lot of the believers don't buy that
因此他们怀疑说保罗你凭什么像这样说话你有什么样证据可以证明你是一个耶稣基督的使徒
So the believers challenged Paul and then they said how can you prove that you are one of the disciples
保罗如何证明他是一个耶稣基督的仆人呢
And how did God prove that he is a servant of the Lord
就好像我们今天我们说我们要去申请一份工作这份工作要求你必须要拿到你的博士学位而且你在这个领域要有你的专业的能力和工作的经验而且你在面试的时候还会有很多的问题
So today just like when you apply for a job and when they ask that you have to have all kinds of qualifications like job experience, a PhD and that you have the capability to do a good job How did you prove that?
有些时候我在读一些教会的招聘牧师的信息和传道人的信息，他们是这样写的。
Sometimes I look at some of the ads for hiring pastors, and it would read.
他们说希望这个牧师已经神学院毕业，拿到他的道学MDiv 的硕士学位。
Advertisement will say that this candidate has to be graduating from a seminary and has gotten a master in divinity.
希望这个牧师可以说英文，说广东话，也可以说国语。
Be able to speak Mandarin, English, and Cantonese.
你们的唐牧师是很标准的这样的。
So Pastor Tam totally qualified for that position.
希望这个牧师有七年或者十年以上全世界牧会的经验。
And he or she has got 7 or 10 years of pastoring a church.
希望这个牧师能够牧养的会众是可以从2岁到80岁这样的会众。
So, the pastor can minister to people from age 2 to age 80.
很多这样的条件。
There are a lot of different qualifications.
所以我常常看到不少的教会有这样的广告，但是很多的教会仍然是找不到牧师。
So I find that there are a lot of ads like that, and there are still a lot of churches couldn't find a pastor today.
所以你们的教会非常的受神的祝福，有这样的一位很好很好的牧师在你们当中。
So our church is very blessed with Pastor Tam.
那么当保罗也同样面对哥林多教会问说，保罗，你有什么资格来跟我们讲这些话，来挑战我们的生命？
So when the believers challenge and ask what kind of qualification did Paul have to be speaking to them like that?
保罗其实他是可以夸口。
There are a lot of things Paul can boast about himself.
他可以说，如果从人的角度来说， 这个教会是我一手建立的。
From a human standpoint, he can say that I built up this church.
而且他可以说，我曾经学习圣经、神的话语，或者说犹太人的律法，我曾经是一个专业的、一个专职的一个老师，一个犹太人的�abbi。
I'm a professional rabbi in the Jewish laws.
就好像今天的一个博士一样的。
Just like a PhD today.
他也可以说， 我曾经有很多宣教的经历和经验。
He can say he has a lot of ministry experience.
保罗也可以说我会讲希伯来话，会讲希腊话，会讲亚兰文，还会讲很多其他的地方的翻译。
He can say he can speak a lot of languages, Hebrew and Greek and
Aramaic.
Aramaic. Okay.
And other dialects.
And many different other dialects.
但是保罗却没有在哥林多后书讲这样的话。
But he did not say that in the Corinthians.
如果你们注意看哥林多后书前面11章，就讲到保罗提到他曾经服事主遭遇的很多的困苦和危险。
When you read towards the end of Corinthians, you can see that he had a lot of challenges and difficulties when he was spreading the gospel.
我在这里只稍微提一下，他说他曾经被犹太人鞭打了5次，每次40，减其1项。
He has been whipped by the Jews many times.
被棍打了3次，被石头打了1次。
He has been stoned and he has been beaten many different times.
然后他曾经坐船，船坏了3次，一昼一夜在深海当中。
He has experienced shipwrecked and then he was in the sea for one night and one day.
他曾经也遇到盗贼的危险。 遇到犹太人的危险，遇到外邦人的危险，还有城里面宣教的危险。He
was robbed and he has to face a lot of dangerous situations.
当然还有很多其他的一些挑战，保罗都提到。And
then there were many different other difficulties that he mentioned in the Bible.
我们看到这是一个侍奉主的仆人所遭遇的很真实的情况。We
can see that this is a very real situation that a minister can experience.
但是保罗为什么要提到这些事情呢？
But why did Paul talk about this?
当哥林多人问说保罗，你有什么样的证据可以证明你是耶稣基督的使徒的时候，为什么保罗要说到他遭遇的很多的患难和危险和软弱呢？
When the Corinthians asked him why he is qualified to say all of these things, why did he want to bring up all these difficulties?
这个正是保罗要证明他作为使徒，或者说耶稣基督仆人的这样一个权柄。 就是从这些患难当中和从这样的一些危险当中来得到一个印证。
He got his power from all of these difficulties and to prove that he is a true servant of the Lord.
他之所以是耶稣基督的仆人，正因为在这样的无数的危险和患难当中，主都保守了保罗，并且让他宣教的果效大大的彰显出来。
Just because of all of these difficulties, he can proclaim himself as the true servant of the Lord, and this is also where the strength of the Lord and the power of the Lord can be glorified.
所以当保罗在说到他所遭遇的这些危险的时候，实际上他要彰显上帝在他生命当中的能力和大和刚强。
He is using all these difficulties to glorify God's power.
12章第1节到第3节，我们在这里说到保罗他说， 自夸是没有用的，但是论到哥林多人要他提供这些证据的时候，他提到说他曾经领受一个启示。In
the Corinthians chapter 12, he started by saying that there's nothing for him to boast, but if he has to say something why he is the servant of the Lord, he talked about the special experience he had.
他说到曾经认得一个在基督里面的人， 在14年前的时候被提到第3层天上。
He said that there was a person that was taken to the third heaven.
保罗在这个时候为什么要提到他曾经见到的这样一个异象？
Here, why did Paul talk about this special experience that he had?
我在读到这段经文的时候，我在想到底当时是一个什么样的状况，保罗会看到这样的异象？
And then here, I was reading this and I was thinking, what did Paul see that he wants to mention this?
因为在前面 十一章的结尾的时候，保罗讲到他曾经遇到一个很大的生命的危险，是在大马士革传福音的时候。
When he was preaching the gospel in the Damascus, right? And then he talked about all the difficulties he experienced.
那个城里面的王要抓他的时候，是他的一些门徒将他从川府那个地方放在一个筐子里面，把他放下去，他逃跑了。
When he was arrested by the king, he was being lowered in a basket from the window, and that's where he slipped.
但是为什么在这样一种危险的状况当中，他在这里会提到有一个人曾经被提到第三层天上看到异象？这是一个什么样的一个情况？
Why all of a sudden he was mentioning that he was taken to the third heaven when he was in such a danger?
所以后来我就回到《使徒行传》去寻找，在一种什么样的可能情况下，保罗看到这样的异象。
So I went back to Acts to see what kind of experience that was.
后来我看到一个有很有可能的地方，是在《使徒行传》的第14章，当那个地方讲到保罗在路斯德传道。
And then I went to Acts chapter 14, that where he was talking about he was in Lystra preaching the
当
gospel.
时他和巴拿巴在那个地方传道，得到很丰富的效果，不少的人愿意接受耶稣基督，而且是外邦人。
There were a lot of people, even the other people that were believing in Jesus there.
但是有一些犹太人
But there were
很
some
嫉
Jews.
妒，
They were very jealous of him.
他们就挑唆群众起来，用石头打保罗。
And then they said to throw stones at Paul.
而那个时候，保罗躺在地上昏迷了。
And at that time, Paul fell down to the ground and he fainted.
很多人以为他已经死了，
A lot of people thought he was dead.
把他拖到城外面去，
And then they took him to outside the
准备
city
扔到旷野
gate.
当中。
And then they were gonna throw him out into the woods.
但是那个时候有一群门徒围着保罗。
But there were some disciples, they were surrounding Paul.
我相信这群门徒正是为他在祷告，
And
迫切
then
的祷告。
these disciples must be praying for him at that time.
那个时候发生一个神迹，保罗站了起来，走进城去。
And then suddenly there was a miracle. He was able to stand up and then was able to walk back into the city.
接下来第二天的时间，他又马上跟巴拉巴又到了别的地方去传福音。
And then the next day he was able to go to a different place with Barabbas and preach the gospel.
那么，当我再看到回到今天的经文十二章这个地方的时候，保罗说到，当他看到这个异象的时候，他说，或在身内，或在身外，他都不知道。
He doesn't know even whether he was inside the body or outside the body at that time.
其实这样一种描述，对犹太人来说，在身内或在身外，常常是指人在一种根本毫无意识的情况当中，都不知道自己是不是是活着，还是已经死了的这样一个状况。
To the Jewish people, when you describe yourself in or out of the body and you do not know, that is describing a situation where you are between life and death.
在过去，如果大家记得看到先知书，不管是以赛亚书还是以西结书的时候，
Whether in Isaiah or Ezekiel
还是但以理书，
or Daniel's,
当那些先知们看到异象的时候，
When the prophet saw the vision from the Lord,
他们都是扑倒在地。
they are always falling on the ground.
有的先知是全身都没有力量。
And for some of the prophets, they are so weak they cannot even stand.
比如说像但以理。
Just like Daniel's.
当天使向他显现的时候，他身上一点力气都没有。
When the angels appeared to him, he could not.
就好像
he has no strength.
自己快要死过去的那种感觉。
It's almost to the point of death.
所以保罗在这样的一种情况下，他看到一个很大的异象，但是他的身体在那个时候却极度的衰弱。
When he was in that situation, he saw this vision, but then his body was so weak.
那个时候我们不知道保罗到底发生什么事情。
At that time, we don't know what happened to Paul.
有可能他在一个很重的疾病当中。
Maybe he was in this very, he was very sick.
所以他说他活在身体，他的灵魂是不是在身体里面，还是已经离开身体了，他都不知道。
He didn't even know whether his soul was inside the body or outside the body.
或者就是在路斯德的时候，当犹太人用石头把他打得已经几乎要死去的时候。
Or maybe just like when he was in Lystra, when he was being stoned to a point that he could not even stand up.
在那种极度的困苦当中，神却把一个很大的异象彰显给他的仆人。
In that extreme difficulty and weakness, that's when God revealed to him.
就像大家还记得有一个人叫斯提凡。
大家 everybody remember there is someone called Stephen.
当斯提凡也是被犹太人石头要把他打得快死的时候，他看到一个异象。
When Stephen was being stoned to a point of death, he saw something.
他看到耶稣基督站在天上来迎接他。
He saw Jesus in the heaven was welcoming him.
所以弟兄姐妹，看异象不是一件好玩的事情。
So when you saw a vision, it's not something that's funny.
看异象可能是要经历一个人生极大的困苦。
You might be in this extreme difficulty or weakness that you will see this vision.
有时候我会听到一些某些弟兄姐妹在中国大陆的时候跟我们分享说他看到什么什么样的异象。
Sometimes I heard some brothers and sisters said when they were in China, they saw this great vision from the Lord.
或者在美国有一些灵恩派的教会，有些人也会宣称他们看到什么什么大的异象。
或者or sometimes you hear some of the charismatics, they might say that they have seen some big vision from the Lord.
从圣经的角度来看，
from the standpoint of the Bible,
上帝把异象给一个人看到的时候，
when Lord reveal a vision to somebody,
通常都是要把一个很重要的任务交给这样的人。
It's because he wants to give a very a great commandment to that person.
看异象不是到一个马戏团去看过之后觉得很好玩，然后就离开了。
Vision is not like you're going to a circus and you see all these miraculous things.
像当年保罗在大马士革的路上遇到主耶稣基督，看到异象的时候，耶稣告诉他说。
When Paul met the Lord in Damascus,
你要做外邦人的光。
He said you have to be the light of the Gentiles.
但是你要受很多的逼迫，为我的名的缘故。
You have to face a lot of difficulties in my names.
因此我们在这里看到异象出现的时候，这样看到异象的人就要受到很多的患难和逼迫。
So from the Bible, you can see when you see vision, it means that you have to face a lot of difficulties.
或者要承担很重的责任。
Or you have a great commandment upon you.
或者自己的生命当中也在经历一种很重要的考验。
Or you are facing a huge challenge in your life.
因此当保罗在说到他自己软弱的时候，
In Paul's extreme weaknesses,
这说明他在回应当年耶稣基督所说的一句话。
This is saying that responding to one of Jesus' words.
耶稣基督曾经说，我要做他的门徒。
Jesus said to be my disciples.
要背起十字架来跟随主。
You have to lift the cross.
凡要效法主基督的，都要背起自己的十字架来。
Everybody that following God needs to pick up their cross.
所以保罗在这里说到这个意象的时候，他不是在夸口说他看到多大的奥秘。
So when Paul talked about this experience, he wasn't boasting about his huge experience.
甚至他都没有讲这个意象的内容到底是什么。
He didn't even talk about what this vision is about.
他只说听见隐秘的言语是人不可说的。
He just said that he saw these inexpressible things that he's not even permitted to tell.
甚至是说不出来。
He cannot even express it. Inexpressible.
所以这个跟我们今天对一些所谓我们刚提到的有些人对异象的这样一种轻描淡写的描述是完全不一样的。
So this is very different from what I heard sometimes from people when they say they saw the vision from the Lord.
或者说在描述异象的时候好像是在彰显他自己某种特殊的启示。
Or maybe somebody is boasting about their own special experience of being able to see the vision.
我们看到保罗在这里讲到他的异象。
Paul here talked about his vision.
他重点是在彰显，在当时他是那么的软弱的一个人。
And he was in his extreme weakness.
但是就在那样一种极度软弱和困苦的情况之下。
And it was under this very extreme weakness and difficulties.
神用这样的异象来鼓励他。
God used this vision to encourage him.
来安慰自己的仆人。
To comfort him.
所以保罗在第五节像这样讲，为这人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱之外，我并不夸口。
So in verse 5, he said, I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself.
这就是耶稣基督仆人的一个证据。
This is a proof of being a servant of the Lord.
我们跟随主耶稣基督的。
For all of us that are following Christ,
不是用外在的那些学位、知识、财富、经验来印证。
We're not using our outward experience, qualifications, or our education to prove anything.
在当时的教会，这些做使徒的基督的仆人。
In those days when you were the apostles of the Lord,
他们所夸口的就是他们自己的软弱和十字架。
All they can proclaim, all they can boast is about their own hardships and difficulties.
所以在哥林多后书第十一章二十三节那个地方保罗说到。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。
Are they servants of Christ? If I am more, I have worked much harder.
什么叫我更是呢？
What does it mean that I am more?
就是之前我们给大家练过的，保罗说我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢。
This is what we just talked about. He had been in prison and he had experienced hardship much more than anyone else.
因此我们看到初期的教会。
So we saw in the early church.
能够将福音的大能彰显出来。
If you are able to proclaim God's the gospel,
能够彰显主耶稣基督复活的生命，
to glorify the resurrected body of the Christ,
是因为他们为主的缘故多受劳苦。
It's only because you have experienced hardships and difficulties from the Lord, and you have been insulted.
而这样的一些劳苦和逼迫，在世人看来是可耻的。
In people's eyes, all these insults and hardships are not something to be boasted about.
却成为了基督徒们在上帝面前可以夸口的。
But this is something that you can definitely boast in front of the Lord.
这样的一个事情到今天会改变吗？
These things, can it be changed today?
今天我们看到在美国。
In the United States today.
曾经基督教信仰影响很多的人。
The belief in Jesus Christ has changed a lot of lives.
但是当这个信仰开始失去他所受的一种逼迫，
But when this belief and faith lost its power because
失去他该有的一种劳苦，
and lost the difficulties that we should have.
这个信仰成为了一种世俗化的东西。
And this faith becomes something that's earthly.
今天美国有很多人自称是基督徒。
There are a lot of people that say they're Christians in the United States today.
但是他们把这个信仰和别的宗教等同。
But they think that all religions are the same and think that the faith in Christ is just the same.
是因为基督信仰的十字架在他们身上已经失去了效力。
That's because that the power of the cross has lost its power on their lives.
是因为他们拒绝这个 power.
所以
他们拒绝这样的一种效力。
That's why they refuse this kind of power.
而不愿意为主的名去受这样的劳苦。
They refuse to face all the difficulties and hardships in the name of the Lord.
所以当基督徒或者当教会开始为着一些世人所夸口的也去夸口的时候。
So when the church trying to boast something in front of the world,
也是世界所要夸口的,
They boast something that just like the rest of the world.
当教会的价值观和世界的价值观也开始等同的时候，
when the value system of the church is just the same as the world,
当世界所追逐的东西，教会也在追逐的时候，
when the church is just following the rest of the world,
那么基督十字架的那样的一个记号，在教会就失去了那种彰显。
Then the power of the cross becomes, is lost within the church.
所以我们在这里看到保罗提醒哥林多教会。
So here, Paul is reminding the Corinthians.
因为哥林多人非常的骄傲。
Because the Corinthians is a very boastful.
当中不少的人认为自己很有智慧，很有学识。
They are very proud of their own education and knowledge.
当中有不少人认为自己凡事都可做，他有一种自由的权柄。
Everybody thinks that they're very free and they can free to do anything.
当中不少人认为保罗的言谈举止非常的粗俗，没有他们那么高雅。
They look down on Paul because Paul looks very unpolished to them.
但是保罗面对的这一群人却是用自己的软弱来印证基督十字架的大能仍然有效。
But here, Paul is boasting about the difficulties, hardships, and insults he had experienced.
因此在接下来保罗再次的继续的揭示他自己的软弱。
So here, he continued to talk about his weaknesses.
我们中国人都常常有一句话。
Our Chinese always has a word.
家丑不可外扬。
We don't let other people know about... The not so good things in our family.
或者自己很不愿意揭露自己的短处。
Or we would not let people know about our shortcomings.
在这次感恩节的时候，我听到有两三个见证。
In this Thanksgiving, I heard two or three witnesses.
一个见证是有一个弟兄，他有一份很好的工作。
One witness is about a brother in Lord. He had a very good job.
很多的人都很羡慕他可以在这个职业可以做到那么高的一个位置。
A lot of people envy him because he's able to rise to a very good high position within his career.
在这次感恩节的时候，他上台做见证，他跟弟兄姐妹说。
This time when he witnessed during the Thanksgiving,
他说他曾经因为这份工作，他很多时候缺乏很好的休息，他没有办法很好的睡觉。
This brother shared that he had not have a lot of good rest because of this job.
也就是在感恩节之前，他失去了这份工作。
And right before Thanksgiving, he lost his very powerful job.
但是他在上台分享的时候，他说他为这个事情来向上帝感恩。
But he is able to thank the Lord.
他终于有一段时间可以安心的睡觉。
Finally, he could sleep.
他说当他有这份工作的时候，每天早上他打开自己的电子邮件的信箱。
When he had this job, every morning when he opened up his email box.
有几百个电子邮件，他根本没有办法去看。
There's several hundreds of emails every day. He cannot comprehend everyone.
他觉得自己就像一个机器，每天都在运转。
He thinks he's just like a machine. Every day he's like operating.
但是当出于神的旨意，他失业的时候，他心里面涌流出一种喜乐。
But when he lost his job from the Lord, he has this very joyful joy in his heart.
他说每天早上他现在可以把孩子送到校车，看着孩子坐上校车跟他挥手的样子。
Now every morning he can take his kids to the school bus.
他说他为这样的一种目前的这样一种生活向神先感谢。
He thanked the Lord for his present situation.
他借着自己的软弱在彰显神的刚强。
He is glorifying the Lord using his own weakness.
他说，当他被告知要离开这份工作的时候，那一天他的很多手下的脸色都非常沉重，甚至有的人在哭泣。
When he was told that he has to leave his job, a lot of his subordinates and a job look very down.
但是他那一天心里面却很轻松。
However, he felt so relieved that day.
他反而去安慰那些手下。
He even comforted all his subordinates.
另外一个见证讲到有一对家庭。
Another witness is about a family.
他们最近发出非常感恩的信。
Recently, they sent out some Thanksgiving letter.
太太得了乳癌。
This wife has got breast cancer. It's about 6 months ago.
接受化疗。
She is undergoing chemo.
他说，当他们那天知道。 家里面有一个人得癌症的时候，全家人都反复得了癌症。
When she heard that she's got breast cancer that day, it's like everyone else in the family had got the same cancer.
他们不知道接下来会怎样来面对他们的生活。
They don't know what they're going to do with their lives.
甚至在当时他们连医疗保险都没有。
They didn't even have medical insurance at that time.
因为这个先生是一个在神学院读书的学生。
Because this husband is a student.
当时他们在买保险之前，他们曾经考虑说，因为这几年好像太太的身体都没问题。
When they were considering whether they should buy insurance, they were thinking, well, we've been pretty healthy.
他们就正好在那个时候停止了给太太的保险。
It's just right that time when they, at that time they stopped the insurance for his wife.
结果没有想到不久他太太查出是乳癌。
And just not long after that, they found that she has got breast cancer.
他们不知道该怎么面对。
So they don't know how they're going to deal with this.
但这半年走过来，在教会的帮助，在很多弟兄姐妹的关心之下。
But after these 6 months, under a lot of people's care and their, yeah.
而那个太太也很奇迹般的得到一份政府提供的一种保险。
The wife has miraculously got a insurance from the government.
所以她后来接受了化疗，也接受了放疗，非常的顺利。
So she's got chemo and radiation.
她说到现在为止，她的身体的恢复情况是所有在同期治疗的病人当中最好的一个。
And now her health situation is the best among all of the patients of the same stage.
而且他特别提到，因为这样一种软弱和患难临到他的家庭，他说他的先生发生了生命极大的改变。
Just because of this weakness and this hardship that came upon their family, her husband has since changed.
他说他的先生现在又当爹又当妈。
Now her husband is the wife and the husband and the husband and the mother and the father.
当这个太太刚得乳癌的时候，他们的老三刚刚出生不久。
When this lady's just got the breast cancer, they just had their third kid.
所以这个先生后来承担所有的家务。
So this husband has to do all the houseworks.
然后这个先生还要在神学院继续读书。
And then this husband also has to go to the seminary.
还要带自己的太太去接受治疗。
Has to take the wife to the hospital to get treatment.
当然，有些弟兄姐妹帮助他们在照顾他们刚出生的那个新的 baby.
Of course, a lot of brothers and sisters are also helping this newborn.
所以这个先生他就说，有的时候他真的累到已经没有力量说话，他坐在沙发上，他觉得很绝望。
So sometimes this husband thinks that he sit in a couch and he felt so hopeless.
但是他说有一段经文借着他的女儿感动他，他的老二。
But his second daughter had given him a verse, and that really comforted him.
但是说到当众人都在拥挤耶稣基督的时候，有四个人抬着一个摊子，从房顶上把这个摊子从房顶上垂到耶稣基督的面前。
When everybody was crowding around Jesus, there were four people that went to the roof, and they took someone that's crippled to the top of the roof.
当时这个家庭正在考虑说，这个新生的老三，这个 baby 刚出生，他们根本没有能力照顾，他们要考虑把这个孩子送回到中国去。
They were considering taking this third child back to China because they didn't think that they have any strength to care for the third kid.
这个时候，他的老二跟他说：“爸爸。”
At this time, the second daughter told him,
你看这四个朋友有这样的信心，把他们的这个摊子朋友用这样的方式抬着担架把他抬到耶稣基督面前。
And then she told his dad that even the four people has this faith to go up to the top of the roof.
所以他说我们不能够让妹妹回到中国去，因为妹妹一走，我们就没有四个人可以把妈妈抬到耶稣基督的面前。
Because once the third kid goes back to China, we don't have four people to take mom to the top of the roof.
就是这样一个简单的回应。
This is a very simple response from the second daughter.
但是这个弟兄和他太太一起失声痛哭。
So the brother is taking these difficulties just like his wife.
后来我们看到，真的是神眷顾这个家庭，在这极大的患难当中，这个先生的生命发生改变。
And in this extreme hardship, this husband has a miraculous life change.
当他有的时候做家务或者学业很累很辛苦的时候
，When he was doing the housework and when he was studying at the same time and felt extreme weakness,
他仍然向上帝带着一个信心。
He still has this faith in God.
他的嘴，他开始很多的在鼓励他的太太。
A lot of time he was encouraging his wife.
以前他是一个脾气比较急的一个弟兄。
And then he has an anger side of him.
所以太太有的时候会被他训斥。
So sometimes the
会被他 blame complain.
The wife would be blaming him.
所以在这样的生命转变之后，他不再去指责他的太太，他开始用一种非常常就是常常的去鼓励他的太太。
And from that point on, he doesn't have his temper anymore. He just keep on encouraging his wife.
这个妻子说有，即使连他有的时候写一张支票，他的先生都会夸奖他，说他很能干。
So sometimes even when she write just one piece of check, the husband will encourage her and say that she did a great job.
因此我们在这里看到，在这极大的软弱当中，上帝可以做很奇妙的工作。
So we saw that in this extreme hardship, God can do great things.
保罗也身上有一个刺。
There is a thorn in Paul's body.
就像他说的，他甚至为了这个刺的原因，他求神拿走这个刺。
Three times, Paul had pleaded to take the thorn from him.
但是上帝给他的回应却是说
，But the response from the God said.
我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
This is a very wonderful thing.
保罗可以医治很多的病人，甚至他摸过了一块帕子，那块帕子拿到病人身上，病人的病都会好。
Paul has healed a lot of sick people. Even the crippled are able to just stand up after Paul.Had prayed for them.
但是他身上这根刺，他却没有办法祷告得医治。
However, he wasn't able to have his thorn taken away by praying to God.
因为这个软弱是要彰显神的刚强。
Just because this thorn or this weakness is to glorify God's grace.
这就是保罗做使徒的一个证据。
This is the proof of being a servant of the Lord.
因此这个信息提醒我的是
So this message tells me, reminds me
跟随主这条路没有什么可夸口的
When you are following Christ, there's nothing to be boast
如果有可夸口的真的是我在那些软弱当中我看到主给我的力量
If you are to boast anything, it's about how you are able to see the Lord and His power through your weakness
我在迈出信心的步伐，愿意来奉献给主的时候
，Before I dedicated myself to Lord，
我没有想过在跟随主的路上会经历很多的一些问题和考验。
I didn't know that I would face so many challenges and difficulties in this journey。
有的时候我会自己像这样讲
，Sometimes I will tell myself。
如果说 我跟主说，如果 我现在可以回到五年以前，我看到这五年会发生的事情。
If I had known what happened in this last five years,
我一定会说 no， 我不要像这样走。
我一定会I will say no, I'm not going to walk onto this journey.
但是当这段信息彰显在我面前的时候
But when this message came in front of me,
我看到的跳到我眼睛里面的是说我的恩典够你用的。
In front of my eye, I can see that God is telling me that His grace is sufficient to be over me.
所以今天这个题目说天父必看顾。
So today's topic is about Heavenly Father cares.
这是我自己在神面前的一个悔改。
This is in front of the Lord. I'm saying sorry to my Lord.
我的悔改就是说，有的时候我觉得好像天父你没有在看顾我。
Sometimes I could say that the Father did not care for me.
好像主的恩典似乎不够用啊。
As if the grace from the Lord is not sufficient.
我觉得为什么我会遇到这样的一些情况呢？
I said, why do I have to face all these situations?
但是神的恩典真的是够我用的。
But God's grace is indeed sufficient for me.
天父真的是在看顾。
The Lord is definitely caring for me.
保罗在十一章讲到他遇到的一些情况，他说受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体，十一章二十七节。
Chapter 11, verse 27, it says, He has been labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. He had known hunger, thirst, and have often gone without food, and he has been cold and naked.
我在想这样一个使徒被神这样大大的使用。
This apostle that has been used greatly by the Lord.
遭遇那么多的困苦。
He has to face so many hardships.
我在想真的是做一个主的仆人。
Being an apostle and a servant of the Lord.
这对我是一个很大的挑战。
This is a huge challenge to me.
所以我只能说这个信息让我知道我在上帝面前只有可以看到我的软弱。
So this message is telling me in front of God, I can only see my weakness.
只有在我的软弱上我才有一个认定说基督的能力可以彰显。
It's only through my weakness I can see the power and the grace of the Lord.
因此当今天我想到我在神学院念书。
So today in the seminary.
好像我也在攻读某个学位。
I'm getting a PhD, I'm trying.
好像也是说我圣经也读了几遍了。
I can say that I have read the Bible a few times.
但是当我想这些事情的时候，我觉得这些事情其实真的对我没有什么真正的益处。
However, all these things really doesn't add anything to me.
很多时候我想到的是我人生当中很多的这种软弱。
In my life, I face a lot of difficulties and weaknesses.
甚至是一种要离开的软弱。
Even it's something for me to quit.
不要再继续下去了。
I want to quit sometimes because of all these weaknesses and don't want to continue.
就是在这样一种软弱和挣扎当中
It's within all these struggles and weakness
我才可以去仰望主的恩典
Can I look up to upon the Lord?
我现在依然在这样的软弱当中
And today, even today, I'm still within this weakness
但是我用这样的信息来鼓励弟兄姐妹来鼓励我自己
And I'm using today's message to encourage everybody and encourage myself
想到在这样的软弱当中，上帝有他的美意。
I'm thinking that within through all this weakness, God has His good plan for me.
我真的愿意能够像保罗一样有这样的属灵的这样一种很深的经验，为基督的缘故，以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的十二章第十节。
I'm more than willing to boast all these weaknesses, just like Paul.To glorify God's grace.
因为我们的这位阿爸天父，他是知道我们所能承受的软弱。
Because our Father, the Abel Father, is able, he knows how much we can withhold.
他不会让我们所遭遇的过于我们所能承受的。
He's not going to give us more than what we can withstand.
在我们承受不住的时候，他会为我们开一条出路。
When we cannot handle it anymore, he will open a way for us.
而且借着这样的一种考验，他可以改变我的生命。
And then through all these challenges and difficulties, he can change my life.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
当我们遭遇患难困苦的时候
，When we're facing all kinds of difficulties and hardships,
天父，你看顾我们。
God, you still cares for us.
当我们心中劳苦失望的时候
，When we feel this disappointment within us，
天父你也看顾我们。
God, you still cares。
当我们觉得孤单无助的时候
，When we're lonely and when we're without help，
天父你仍然在看顾我们。
God, you still care。
你凡事看顾。
You care for us in everything.
你时时看顾。
You care for us all the time.
你必看顾我们。
You always must look upon us.
我们在我们的软弱上。
In our weakness.
正是要彰显出我们是你的门徒。
This is to show that we are your disciple.
我们是跟随你的。
We're following you.
这就是基督徒的生命的记号。
And this is the mark of being a Christian.
就是在我们的软弱上彰显基督的大能。
It's within our weakness that we can glorify God's power.
愿你将这样一个愿意为主而受苦的心继续放在我们每个人的生命当中。
May you put this heart of hardship or this willingness to face all the difficulties within all of us.
不轻看我们生命当中所领导我们的这些患难、困苦和危险。
We're not afraid of all of these difficulties and hardships or insults.
我们相信凡事发生都有你的美意。
We know that you have your plan within everything that happens.
让我们学会在这样的一种人生的考验当中仍然以主为我们的喜乐。
May we always glorify you and may you be always our joy within all these difficulties.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.